Hello, my name is Justin. I run the OASG.com, which is a website somewhere out there on the internet. It talks about anime, manga, light novels, stuff like that. Although for this special recording, I was at Otakon 2017, August 11th through the 13th, and today I'm presenting to you an interview with Stephanie Shea, who you probably know as a popular voice actor in Sailor Moon, stuff like that. But for this time, I ended up mostly talking to her about Gundam, because there was a recent announcement involving Gundam Seed and Gundam Seed Destiny getting HD remastered, redubbed. It's getting redubbed. So I ended up talking to her about that and how fans should view it, and a couple other questions that I was able to stick in there with the limited time I had. And this isn't the only interview. There's a couple more interviews coming up that I hope you guys will enjoy. So without further ado, here's my interview with Stephanie Shea. Obviously there was big news yesterday, but before I get to that big news. Yes. obviously you believe it's important to support the anime industry, have fans support them. What do you think of Amazon and Netflix essentially breaking into the industry and bringing over anime?
You know what? I think it's awesome. I think that it will open anime to more audiences and let things grow. The only thing that I would be concerned about is I really, really hope that Netflix and Amazon and whoever, or Sony and anybody who's joining the game, is that they have respect for the people who've been working in anime for a long time. I've seen lots of times when a bigger player comes into the scene and they're like, well, we don't want to do it like anime. I mean, we want the popularity of anime, we want to work on anime, but we don't want to dub and do things like they have been doing it. We want to bring in the Hollywood types to do it. And I think lots of times it bites them in the butt because, look, you know, we've been working in the anime industry for a while. I would never presume to be like, I would know how to make a big Hollywood movie because I haven't worked in that field.
Right.
You know, we've honed our skills dubbing and doing this. Is there room for improvement? Sure, definitely. Is there room for new blood? Yes, definitely. But to not respect that history and the fact that we've gone through and made all of our mistakes, you know, dubbing has evolved a lot. You know, if you've been a fan of anime like I have been for almost 20 years now, you'll see the qualities of dubs have really changed. The writing, that, you know, like a lot of things have really changed over the years. So I think it's great. I just really hope that they, whoever these bigger players, do respect the industry and respect the fact that we've been doing it for a while and know what we're doing.
Right. On that dubbing note, especially now that like Funimation's bringing out like titles like dubbing titles really fast.
Yeah.
Like, how important has sound dubs, like, being able to dub these type of titles that are only that air just in Japan, but then, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, oh, here's a dub?
I think it's really important because for the longest time I've been speaking out and combating piracy. And look, it's just, like, fallen on deaf ears. A lot of fans out there have been really great. They'll go and they'll buy the DVD and they'll do things. But I get it. Like, lots of times they don't have the money. And sometimes they're just not aware. They don't know that the streaming site that they're watching it from is an illegal site and it's a foreign site, you know. I can't tell. I just worked on Your Name, which was an amazing film. I can't tell you how many message boards and posts I've gone on. It's like, when is this going to be on, like, myanime.net or whatever, you know. And I'm like, it's not out yet, so it's still playing in theaters in Japan, so, you know. If you're watching it that way, it is not a legal version, and what ends up happening is you're cutting into the profits of the original creators, you know? Even if you don't like the dub version and you want the subtitled version, I get it, but don't illegally watch it, because you know what happens is when it comes out in English and you're paying money to an English American company that's distributing it, that some of that money, the original creators had to sell that license. So the original creators are making money off of that as well. But what the original creators don't make any money when you watch it off of an illegal streaming site. So I do think that it's important in combating piracy to do these types of things. I will say on the production end, what's a little bit frustrating is oftentimes they want it done faster, but they still want it to be good. But they don't want to pay you anything extra, you know? And so that's the struggle right now. I think right now there are very few companies that can produce simultaneous dubs at that quality, at that speed. I still think that it's great that it's out there, but I do think that it's a little bit tough. I do think that in most cases, like, quality suffers, or, you know, something suffers. And I think hopefully it's doing really well for these sites, that if they are making money from these simultaneous releases, they will recognize that and then give the production companies a little bit more of a budget to do that, so that we can have, so that the quality of dubs don't go down as a result of it.
So Gundam Seed and Seed Destiny yes. are getting a HD remastered dub. Can you actually speak to the significance of that announcement?
Well, I think that, you know, at NYAV Post, we first did Gundam Unicorn. And that was really big deal for Gundam fans, because for the longest time, there was no Universal Century Gundam in a really long time. So we were lucky to be able to work on that. And I think, because Gundam is so old, and the dubs also were really old, there's this idea that, like, Gundam dubs are cheesy, you know, and a little bit silly. Gundam is epic, and it can get melodramatic, but it should never be cheesy, you know? And so that was our approach to Unicorn, and it was such a great response. It was also a simultaneous release, and it was such a great response that Sunrise decided to do more. And I think for Sunrise, Gundam is such a huge property for them, but it never really achieved as great of an audience as they have internationally and in Japan. And so with Unicorn, they started releasing other things that were Universal Century, like Gundam The Origin, you know, that is a prequel to Mobile Suit Gundam, the original series, and then Gundam Thunderbolt, which is like a spinoff show. So there have been, like, more and more Gundams being released, and they're doing it in a way that it's both, like, a simultaneous international release. The English dub is on the international release disc. They produced Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans as well. So I think with Seed, they're looking at some older titles that were fan favorites. And when they did the Canadian dub in the past, Sunrise didn't have much input on the script or the casting or the acting and all that kind of stuff. So since Gundam Unicorn, Sunrise have had a lot more input in the dub process, and they like that. So they wanted to do that again with this redub of Seed. I think with Seed, there was new material, so they couldn't just release the old English language dub. So they did have to redo it, and luckily they decided that this was the way that they wanted to do it.
What would you say would be the toughest thing about doing a redub of this title?
I think the toughest thing about it is, you know, working on Seed and watching it, it stands up. Like, it doesn't feel that dated, you know? It barely feels dated. And the remaster, the visuals look really good. I mean, it's an older title, but it doesn't feel super, super old, you know? So I think that's a lot going for them. It looks beautiful. I think the toughest thing is for people who are fans of the show, if they were fans of the dub, to hopefully they have an open mind, because I get it. You know, you get really attached to some of the voices. But I think you saw with, like, the Sailor Moon redub, it's a similar thing. You know, Japanese companies now get to have more of a say in the English language dub, and I think that is a good thing. And so you're seeing these redubs of these classic shows, because when they were dubbed in the beginning, they were kind of given to American companies who maybe back then didn't know as much about anime and didn't know as much about Japanese culture, and they didn't have any feedback from Japan, so they just did whatever they wanted to. And I'm not blaming them, you know, it's just a different time. And so now they get a rechance. They get a chance to, like, bring these really classic shows to this growing audience.
Okay, so I found a question. Considering, like, as you kind of alluded to, that there are fans that brought the original dub and enjoyed it.
Yeah, loved it, yeah.
How should they actually view the redubbing of this of the two titles?
I mean, I think that they should just keep an open mind, you know, with it. I don't know when the release is, but I'm sure there'll be a subtitle track. So if they prefer that, they can watch that. I actually don't even think it would be a bad idea if there was the original Canadian dub on it as well. I think it might be fun, you know, for people to compare and to watch one version or the other. But So I just think that for them, just to keep an open mind, and I'm sure in the beginning it'll feel weird if you're used to a certain voice. I think it'll feel weird. But then I think after a while, hopefully, they'll get used to it.